Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the program that a person should try and bring in his life. Because when there's a program in the life, then automatically one of the benefits is, person won't have time to do other things that are useless, that there's no benefit in. Time is getting wasted. Why? He's got a certain program. He knows, after Fajr Salat, I need to read my Surah Yasin. After Isha Salat, I need to finish my Surah Mulk, I need to read my Surah Waqiyah. So like that, a person has got his program. Before he sleeps, he's got his tasbihat, as we'll do today. He's got his tasbihat to make. Then he knows that he has to read his nafil salat. He has to give his awabin salat. He's got his tahajjud salat. So automatically he's got a program in place. When that program is there, that schedule, then a lot of time that normally would get wasted, person goes home, he's got nothing to do, and I said, well, let me pass time. He'll want to switch on one television set, or sometimes a person will just want to listen to the radio, or sometimes he'll say, right, let me browse the internet. Why? Because there's no program in place. So therefore, these pious people, these buzurganuddin, they would set a program for the murids, for the muta'alliqeen, for their friends, those that wanted some type of program. They'll suggest a program to them, so that automatically when the program is in place, that the mind is also working towards fulfilling that program, and a lot of time gets wasted, a lot of evils get warded off, that normally would come in with wasting time, and at the same time, there's a lot of barakat that now comes in a person's day. So here we were continuing with the program that Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh would prescribe to those that would require some type of program. So the first thing, to just recap quickly, the first point was that a person stays away from all type of guna, every type of sin a person stays away from. Point number two is a person takes special care to fulfill the rights of people. Be very careful that I don't take anybody's rights away, either monetary or physically. Physical rights, hukukul ibad, got two types. One is physical rights and one is his monetary rights, business transactions, owing person money, I've got a contract to fulfill. So then a person is very careful as far as monetary rights are also concerned. That's point number two. Point number three, a person is very, very careful about bringing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his life. Careful that every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is extremely valuable. The next point that person has to consider in his program, in his prescription, in the schedule, is that don't ever speak anything out against the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awliya of Allah. Be very, very careful about respecting them. Don't disrespect them. This actually becomes as a hurdle, as a barrier between a person and his progress. It causes him now to fall down. Why? Because the pious, those are the friends, those are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's deriding them, disrespecting them, disgracing or defaming them in any way. So this is a very dangerous thing. Point number five, whoever is a Hafizul Quran should make it a habit of reciting at least three paras every day. Every day three paras. The Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah is encouraging that the greater part of it should be read in Nafil Salat. But the person's three paras, how should he read it? He should try and read it in his Nafil Salat. Then if a person is not such a proficient Hafiz, so he suggests another method, an easy method, is read it five times, read half Sipara, five times out of Salat, and read now that same half Sipara for the sixth time in Nafil Salat. So he read it five times already, he did door of it, five times that half Sipara. And so it's already five times half, is two and a half of that last half to get you the three Siparas. He says, now you read that in Nafil Salat. A person who's not a Hafizul Quran, he should try and take out some time every day to read Quran Sharif, at least 1 hour or so. Take out, person can't manage, and he can drop it down a little less, half an hour, 15 minutes, but daily read and try and increase. And then the third category of people are those that don't know how to read. They should try and approach the imam or some hafiz in the community who's got time. So please teach me how to learn Quran. Yesterday we mentioned, person who does it like this, inshallah, he passes away, he will wake up amongst the kuffas, amongst the qurra, because he made it a point of learning Quran. And whilst learning, he passed away. He didn't just pass away not knowing Quran, but he was still learning and learning, and he passed away. Imagine what a great ni'mat, that even in the old age, a person can make a point getting the reward of the Qurra and Huffaz by trying to learn Quran Sharia. Point number six is Surah Yasin should be recited in the morning after Fajr Salat. Surah Mulk should be recited every night after Isha. Suratul Kahf should be recited before Jum'ah. And when retiring to bed, the four quls, as you mentioned, but it is the four quls. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, qul huwallah, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. And then he should sleep. The person can also, as you mentioned, he should blow in his hands and rub over his body. Number seven is the person should try and take care of the Nafil Salat. Nafil Salat, four rakats, is just the Nafil Salat of the day. 4 rakats of Ishraq, 8 rakats of Salatul Duha or Chast, 6 rakats after Maghrib Salat, and 12 rakats of Tahajjud. The 12 rakats of Tahajjud I mentioned the easy way is after Isha Salat 4 rakats, before sleeping 4 rakats, and when a person wakes up in them before Sehri, and he reads another 4 rakats, he's easily getting 12 rakats of Tahajjud Salat, very, very easily. Just by programming himself a little bit, he doesn't even realize the 12 rakats of Tahajjud he can get every night. If a person finding 12 hard, then a little bit, read 4. But read every night, try and get Tahajjud Salat. Point number 9 is what we're doing today. Sorry, point number 8, we forgot. Point number 8, one should give importance to fasting on the 9th of Muharram, 9th and 10th of Muharram, the first 9 days of Zulhijjah, and the 15th of Shaban. Now when we're hearing this thing for the first time, it might sound like so many rozas, but we're talking about throughout the year. That when these opportunities comes to keep these fast, keep the fast. So what will happen is the person now is building in all respects. See a person who becomes a bodybuilder, if he only builds his arm muscles, he doesn't build his leg muscles, he doesn't build his back muscles, his body will be incomplete. He only got muscles in his hands, everywhere else he's weak. So here these prescriptions of the Buzhranuddin are like a complete prescription. And how you can build up fasting, how you can build out salat, how you can build up Quran, how you can build up zikr, how you can build up your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you can correct your mu'asharat with the people, how you can collect all these things. So they try and build up in all respects. So now you get a complete body, a complete strong body. This is what they're trying to do and encourage us. So now when it comes to fasting, easy way to do it is that when there are Mubarak days to fast, then a person should fast like 9th and 10th of Muharram, first 9 days of Zulhijjah, 15th of Shaban. If possible, one should fast also during the bright days. Bright days every month, 13, 14, 15. Because now it may be not Shaban, it may be not Muharram, it may not be these other months he's fasting. So what should he do? At least try and fast on these bright days, or a person can manage Monday and Thursday fast. There are many people that do this. Sometimes you find the satis, the Jamaat brothers that come here on Mondays, you'll see they come with their water and they come with their khajur. But while doing their gush, everything, they don't leave their fast. They are sitting here before Maghrib Salat making dua. And when the azan goes, every Monday and Thursday they are keeping fast. So these sort of things are how we can increase and build on the day. We'll do one more point, inshallah. Here, when it comes to fasting, if this fast is going to affect a person's religious work, a person is involved in madrasa, a person is involved in welfare, a person is involved in burial, it may be hard for him to fast because he can't fulfill that duties, then for that person who's involved in religious work and is affecting him, then for that person it's better for him not to fast, leave out that fast, but continue with his dini work, his teaching, his helping and assistance, welfare, whatever it may be, dini work, continue with that, maybe leave out the nafil fast if it's affecting him. Or sometimes if a person is working for somebody, and when he's fasting, he finds like he's sleeping on the job, he's unable to fulfill the task, so then a person should have that desire in his heart, oh Allah, that give me that tawfiq and give me that ability to keep that fast, but I don't want to cut short the rights of my boss. So in that case, he'll also get the reward of fasting, but he doesn't fast. Why? Because he doesn't want to take away from the rights of that boss that he has got. The next point is point number 9. One section of Al-Hizbul Azam should be recited daily. This is a kitab that got du'as in it. And it's broken up very nicely by the author, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali. Very nicely how it's written up is there are 7 parts. So one part for every day. Because 7 days in the week, one part for every day, one part for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, like that, to make very, very easy. 7 parts. So what happens is a person will read one part every day. Now these are beautiful du'as from Quran and Hadith. Most of us, we don't know many du'as. But here it is compiled for us that these are du'as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made. These are du'as from Quran. These are from Hadith. These are beautiful du'as of the pious. So it's included in this kitab. So now we don't have, sometimes we're making du'a. Our du'as are very, very deficient. But when we make du'as from Quran and Hadith, it's a very, very, very powerful dua, or we can say very inclusive or comprehensive duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make, the pious would make, etc. So these duas are included there. So a person should try and read one part every day. In other words, which day it is, he tries and read this. If a person can manage memorizing the duas also, it comes under this point. For example, the duas of entering the masjid, he should remember it. Dua for leaving the masjid, dua for going in the toilet, dua for leaving the toilet, dua for wearing clothes. There's du'as for everything Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Du'as for entering the house, du'as for leaving the house. So like that, the person tries and learns all these du'as. Du'a when the person sees the new moon. So So many duas there. If a person just tries and he learns and remembers these duas, if he can, then it will be better also. So now you look at the person's day when he got so many things inside, then how is it possible that a person now will waste time on other things? There are so many things to try and fill this day and get a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak make it easy for us, give us the tawfiq. A person has got desire in his heart, Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi will say, a person is sincere, very sincere, and he's got desire. Allah Pak will make it possible for this person to progress. All he needs is a desire. That I want to progress and I want to be sincere. Then you'll see how a person will progress. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.